Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lunishpas, Aram Biyako Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nuntes. The Gemara, starting from the previous Amud, going into this Daf, the Gemara says two things that Goy that he does is Chayav Miso. Goy is Shavas Chayav Miso, if he kept Shabbos, and Goy that's learning Toiro is Chayav Miso. And the Shaila is, why specifically these two things are what Goy did is Chayav Miso. We don't have other mitzvahs. If a Goy decided to do the mitzvah, it's not Chayav Miso. But there's two things Chayav Miso, which is Shabbos and Torah. Why is that so? So we'll start with the Maharsho. The Maharsho brings over here a very nice word. He says ideas like this. Shabbos was given to Am Yisrael, but not everybody's keeping Shabbos so well. So we have Shabbos, but in order to really connect to Shabbos, you have to really keep it and keep all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. For most of Am Yisrael, they don't keep Shabbos, so bediktuk, Shabbos for them was given, but not completely connected. She's considered to be nesuha, she's married, but loy nivalo. Nichas l'dechupa, but loy nivalo. Kadir Zin says, we also got the Torah. But a Torah that we got before, if you don't learn it, you don't toil in it, so then it's a Hisham or Rasa. He brings a lashon that someone learns Torah in front of Am Haaretz, kilu bela rusosoy befonov. So in Mele, what the Shabbos and the Torah for Klal Yisrael, what are they? Says the Masha. It's a Morosa and nichas alechupa of aloy nivalo, an engaged woman, or a woman who went to chupa but didn't have beila. As the Gemara said before, these are two things that the guy doesn't have in his halachas. And if he takes it from Am Yisrael, meaning if a guy is boil and nairo moroso, or nichas alechupa aloy nivalo from Am Yisrael, so we punish him with the punishment of Am Yisrael. So says the Masha, that's why these two mitzvahs, his Chayav Miso, because it's two mitzvahs that for most of Klai, so we don't have it fully, and therefore it's considered to be that he's taking a Naam Arasso, a Nichas Echub of Eloi Nivalo, and Yesh Oid La'ayim with Divya Amarasho. But Alderich Amarasho comes out that many of the Sfarim bring, that this is really the Inyan of these mitzvahs. And we'll start with Shabbos, because the Chiddush here is in Shabbos. Shabbos is not Stam a mitzvah that Am Yisrael has. But Shabbos is the mitzvah that gives Am Yisrael the connection to Kedusha. The Bnei Yisachar brings in a few places in his Sfarim the idea that the 6 days of creation is the Chomer of the Bria, and then Shabbos is the Kedusha. Similarly, the Umas HaOlam are considered to be the Chomer of the world. They're the physical part of the world. And Am Yisrael is the Kedusha. Am Yisrael is the Kodesh over there. So the Umas HaOlam have no shaykhis to the Chelik HaGdusha, which belongs to Am Yisrael only. Rav Tzadok HaKohen speaks about it in a few places, but Gdusha Shabbos, he mentions a few times. The idea is that the time of Shabbos is the special connection, the special yichud that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the Gemara Lekamon that says, when you have a lovi v'levia, you have a male and female lion, so who could come there in between? It's inappropriate to be there when they mate. So when Am Yisrael together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right now there's no place for a goy to be. Nimtzo, what is the Tzadok saying? Shabbos is not just Tam Mitzvah. Shabbos is the time of full connection, of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the goy doesn't belong there. It's davar miyuchad to Am Yisrael only. Torah, obviously, is the same thing. You know what Chazal tells us in the Zohar? That Yisrael could shabrichu ve'orayi sochadu. Meaning the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is through the Torah. It's the connector. It's one. It's really one davar. We have a connection. How do you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel himself is through the Torah. So the both in mitzvitzes, Shabbos and Torah, are the full connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael have together. It's the relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And therefore, the goy doesn't belong there. If he goes to his Chayav Miso, because he's interfering in this relationship. And this goes back to what the Maharsho says. A goy is Chayav Miso when he's violating, when he's separating, when he's taking somebody who's a wife Because right now he's violating a relationship. This is what happens in these two mitzvahs. It's a relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And this gives us the neuros of what Shabbos in Torah is all about. This is the makom, a connection between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Anybody who wants to join the Shomach Shove emails to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.